morning, you. 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. Got clouds, got fog, and 13 degrees. It is Tuesday, January 10th, and thank you for waking up with us once again here this morning. Going to get our talk around started early, as we do one Tuesday out of every month. Craig Lingen and Wilkins Soil and Water Conservation District. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Did you get through the holidays okay?
I made her. I'm still here.
Survived it all. Hey, listen, today we're going to talk about the Lower Ottertail River restoration. What is this about?
Yeah, this is a project that the Buffalo Red River Watershed District, along with the Army Corps of Engineers and the Soil and Water District, have been working on for the past few years.
Okay, so when someone mentions the Lower Ottertail, what specifically are we talking about as far as restoration?
Well, first let me give you some details on the project area. Okay. You know, the Ottertail River watershed encompasses a large area, like almost 2,000 square miles of drainage from up in Clearwater County, down through Becker, Ottertail, and then, of course, through Wilkin County. And the river outlets in the city of Breckenridge, of course, where it joins the Boise Sioux and forms the Red River of the North. For the planning purposes, this watershed is broken up into the upper Ottertail, and the Lower Ottertail. And that Lower Ottertail is the part from where it outlets into Breckenridge up to Orwell Dam area. So the Lower Ottertail River, this project came about because it was channelized or straightened in the 1950s by the Army Corps engineers to reduce the footprint of the river for agriculture and increase the speed of runoff. This area that was straightened was basically south of Foxhome along Highway 19 and then to the east to just about Breckenridge. And we have learned that sometimes getting things from one area to another faster isn't necessarily the best thing. So when they cut off these oxbows and straighten the river, it reduced the habitat diversity and quality, and it contributed to impaired water.
Okay, so we're talking about this project, about the Lower Ottertail. What kind of projects are they talking about here, Craig?
Okay. First of all, I want to make this perfectly clear that this is completely voluntary. So if you're interested in a project on your land, we'll approach you and move forward with it. If you're not, we're not going to make you do it.
Got it.
The people were worried when the Army Corps got involved that they're just going to come in and take your land. Well, that's not the case. It's all landowner-driven, and the Buffalo Red River Watershed District is actually the lead on the project. So with this project, the first thing we need to do is fix a head cut in the Ottertail River. A head cut is an area where it's unstable, expanding drainage features such as gullies form. The head cut begins where it begins. There's a small or large riffle, and in some areas it could be a waterfall. Mm-hmm. But basically on the Ottertail River, where the head cut starts, there's a small cliff under the water, which results in erosion. This area right now is just west of Highway 19, south of Foxhome, and it gradually moves to the east. So we need to fix this because it results in tons of sediment erosion. And we all know there's a lot of erosion on the Ottertail River because we have one lake in Wilkin County, and that's Lake Breckenridge. And that lake is filled with sediment. If there's ever an opportunity to fix Lake Breckenridge, we need to, of course, repair the areas that are causing all the sediment getting into Lake Breckenridge. Otherwise, it'd be just a big waste of time.
Absolutely. So, Craig, after fixing this, you call it a head cut. What are the next steps to the project?
Well, the next step would be to go out there and find willing landowners. And I've contacted a lot of people along there. And we need to find willing landowners that want to restore their oxbows. These oxbows would have the water flow through them again. They'd be cleaned out, water flow through them, but that old straightened channel would still be there for high water situations. So if there's a flood, it's not going to affect the way the river works right now because it would overflow into the old channel. So a lot of people are worried if you restore these old oxbows, it's going to flood more. Well, it should actually add drainage area to the river, and so it should work just as good or better during high flood events.
So, Craig, when we're talking benefits of this, what are some of the benefits to, like you say, restoring the old oxbows?
Well, the goal of the project is to create an environment along that Lower Ottertail where stable and natural streams occur. Right now, it's not stable or natural. It's straight.
Right.
So it'll improve the water quality by planting vegetative buffers to filter the overland flooding, the nutrients and sediment that get into the river. It'll increase the flood capacity by increasing stream length and then connecting the floodplain and improve the wildlife habitat.
So. Okay. So if landowners are hearing this and they're willing to do this, are they compensated for this project?
Yeah, they are. The Buffalo Red River Watershed District has a grant to pay them for the land that is affected. So whether it's non-crop land or crop land. So people that have a bunch of non-crop land, this program might be pretty attractive to get paid for land they're getting no income off of now. The only catch is with this payment, it's put into a permanent easement. However, they still own the land and the hunting rights to the land. So we know in Wilkin County along the Otter Tail River, there's deer stands all over.
Sure.
If people get their deer land, hunting land taken away, they would never do this. So this program would not take away their land. They might lose some of the trees in the old Oxbow areas, but, you know, that would be restored to grasses and stuff along mm-hmm. there. So the hunting habitat should improve, too.
So have you gotten any feedback, Craig? What are people's thoughts on this project?
I visited with a lot of landowners along there. And it's mixed results. Some are excited about the program. Others are dead set against it, and there's no way it's happening on their land.
Sure.
Some are up in the air, but that's the great thing about this project is it's landowner-driven. So if you're not interested, they're not going to make you do it. So the best thing you can do is if you have questions on this project is contact the Buffalo Red River Watershed District or myself in the office, and we'll be going out and contacting people here this winter and visiting with them again. It's been a while since I visited with most of these landowners, so I'll get out and connect with them again and see their thoughts on the project and hopefully get it moving forward.
Some great information here. Craig, anything else you want to add before we wrap things up, or is that going to do it?
If you can get rid of the fog, that'd be great.
I'll do my best. I'll contact Uncle Mick and see what he can do,
yeah,
okay?
Sounds good.
Craig Lingen, always a pleasure to have you in, my friend. We'll talk next month.
Thank you.
Craig Lingen, Wilkin Soil and Water Conservation District. It's 713 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.